This election season, a few political ads cut through the regular onslaught of negative spots, presenting a much different tone. That radio ad was from the Democratic nominee for state treasurer Karen Garcia. Clinton School Dean Skip Rutherford says in an era of record-breaking ad buys, he thinks the jingle can stand out.
People are just overwhelmed and just inundated with just these heavy negative commercials, and the jingle offers a break from that.
Rutherford says the jingle has played an important part in Arkansas political history, but its significance has declined to near obscurity in recent years. But even the most innocent sounding of political jingles has generated some negative backlash.
Lackey Moody, Lackey Moody, Lackey Moody, a great representative for District 63. I love the man dearly, he is my daddy too.
The Independence County Tea Party put out a radio spot of their own calling that jingle by Democrat Lackey Moody's 10-year-old daughter, quote, idiotic. And negative vibes have also managed to infiltrate the jingles themselves this year. Garcia's positive jingle campaign,
Karen Seeley Garcia,
also goes on the attack against the GOP's candidate for state treasurer, Dennis Milligan.
Dennis the Menace Milligan, fired good workers 2 days after Christmas. Dennis the Menace Milligan, cost us 90,000 bucks for all the fuss. Dennis the Menace Milligan,
tried to blackmail a state rep at a donut shop.
Rutherford says a smattering of jingles this year is a bit unexpected, but the scope and impact does not come close to the days of Jerry Lewis Russell Jr.
Well, Jerry Russell was a legend in Arkansas politics.
Russell was also responsible for some of Arkansas's more memorable lines, such as, pin a rose on me, I'm for Rosamond, from a 1972 North Little Rock mayoral contest. These days, Rutherford says the place of the jingle has shifted.
They developed in the process of name identification and getting your voter ID up. But in this election, they've taken on a little different meaning, which is they're different. They're completely different, and they catch your attention.
Rutherford says, as in decades past, the jingle means the most in local elections. Batesville has two candidates for state legislative seats with a jingle. You heard Lackey Moody's earlier. Here's James McClain. For now, it's goodbye to the political advertising, TV ads, and jingles alike. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.